When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. In just a moment, the Journal's Joanna Stern will be reviewing for us Apple's new earbuds, the AirPods Pro. First, here are some tech headlines. Uber posted a large loss for the third quarter on Monday, even as its revenue climbed 30% to $3.8 billion. But the ride-hailing company still faces unrelenting challenges from competitors and regulators across the globe. Uber's quarterly net loss of $1.2 billion was better than analysts expected, but still among the highest since the company started reporting earnings as a private company in 2017. The record was a $5.2 billion loss in the second quarter, which included a charge of $3.9 billion for stock compensation related to its May initial public offering. Twitter suspended accounts linked to Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah and Palestinian group Hamas over the weekend. The move came after U.S. lawmakers criticized the company, as well as Facebook and Google, for letting those groups remain active on the platform, even though the State Department has designated both as terrorist organizations. The groups were removed for violating Twitter rules, but it was unclear which rules were violated. Last month, Twitter said it had suspended nearly 116,000 accounts between January and June for promoting terrorist content on the platform. The total was down about 30% from the previous reporting period. Some critics have accused Twitter of unfairly removing user accounts, such as those of journalists, as part of its removal of accounts linked to terrorist groups. Dow Jones & Company, the publisher of The Wall Street Journal, has a commercial agreement to supply video content through Twitter. News Corp, the owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a commercial agreement to supply news through Facebook. And Apple says it will commit $2.5 billion toward affordable housing in California to help address concerns that the tech industry boom has pushed people out of the area. $1 billion of that money will go into an affordable housing investment fund that will help the state build more low to moderate income housing. Another $1 billion would be used to help first-time homebuyers with financing and down payment assistance. The tech company also said it will use $300 million worth of its land to develop affordable housing in San Jose, California, and the final $200 million toward low-income housing in the Bay Area. The announcement follows similar, though smaller, commitments by several other tech titans to address the housing crisis. Dow Jones & Company, the publisher of The Wall Street Journal, has a commercial agreement to supply news through Apple services.
For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Those who've been wearing Apple's AirPods have a decision to make, whether or not to buy Apple's new AirPods Pro or maybe buy earbuds from a competitor. The Wall Street Journal's Joanna Stern put the AirPods Pro through a week of testing, and she joins us now. First, Joanna, did you ride a mechanical bull to test the Pros to see if they'd stay in?
We have to do uncomfortable things sometimes for journalism. And so I did. I tracked down a mechanical bull here in New York City, and I brought along four pairs of wireless earbuds, and I tried them on each AirPod or earbud I tried on this mechanical bull, because I wanted to test if these would fall out. One of the biggest problems with the original AirPods, or the standard AirPods, which are still available, is they fall out a lot. And so I wanted to do this test.
How'd they fit? Did they stay in?
I cannot tell you how many times I was thrown off of a bull and they kept staying in. It was very, very, very frustrating. I just wanted them to fall out. And I had the mechanical bull driver, there is such a thing, test three speeds. But on each of the earbuds, I tried to fall off two times on the bull. And with the AirPods Pro, which are the new AirPods, cost $250, they would not fall out.
By other criteria, are the AirPods Pro a big improvement over the AirPods?
They really are. There's been AirPods is for as popular as they've been, and Apple says these are the most popular wireless headphones on the planet or in the market, and you see that walking around anywhere. There have been two big issues. One is they just don't sound that good, and that comes in sound quality. That comes in just being able to hear ambient noise around you. So this addresses that issue head on. It has noise cancellation, so that blocks out a lot of the ambient sound around you, and the sound quality when you're listening to music, even podcasts, phone calls, sound a lot better. The second thing has been the fit. People have thought they're uncomfortable or they just don't fit that well. And Apple solved that problem here by using, including three sizes of silicon rubber tips, unlike the original AirPods that, again, still you can get those for $159. But with these, you step up and you get these, you know, the usual rubber tips that you can size. And Apple came up with this really clever solution on the phone. It's a sizing test. You put on the different sizes, you put them in your ears, it plays back a sound, and then it tells you if these actually fit.
And the noise canceling really works. Isn't it sort of like over the ear?
Yeah. I did say in the article that I still prefer the over the ear buds for longer, wearing them for longer periods of time. They're going to be more comfortable and they do block out some more noise. But for in ear noise cancellation, this is really, really impressive. And I tested on subways. I tested in the really harsh conditions of my house where there's a toddler and there's a dog and there is an always running washing machine. And I was constantly, people were tapping me, can you hear me, can you hear me? So it really did withstand the noise cancellation tests.
Did you say there's some sort of adjustment to help them fit?
Yeah, so there's this special sizing tool that this is sort of innovative in the sense that a lot of times you kind of just put them in, you maybe play some music and you see, okay, yeah, that sounds good, it fits good, you know, kind of hit your head a little bit, you shake your head to the right and left, okay, they don't fall out. Apple made this tool where you can select the AirPod fit tool, you put on the different sizes, you put them in your ear, and then it puts out some sound. And over, you know, it's about 20 seconds, it plays some music, and what Apple is using is algorithms in the back end to measure how much sound is being pumped into your ear. And then it returns a rating right on your iPhone that says, good seal, this is a good seal, or this isn't a great seal, maybe you should try a different silicon rubber tip.
How do the AirPods Pro compare to rival models?
Apple really set the pace in this area. Everyone has really been trying to follow suit in the last year with wireless headphones, but that also built in a voice assistant. So all the big tech companies, Amazon, Samsung, even Microsoft is coming out with a pair soon, have all built these wireless earbuds. And I've been trying these, the AirPods, in comparison to the Samsung Galaxy Buds. Everyone's got a different name here. Samsung Galaxy Buds and the Amazon Echo Buds. And the Amazon Echo Buds actually cost $150 and have pretty good sound quality, but feel pretty cheap, and they don't stay very well in my ears. The Samsung ones, they stay really well in my ears, but don't sound as good as the AirPods. So Apple really seems to be hitting better than most on across all fronts, but again, more expensive than the competition.
Right, $250. So, you know, you're getting a good product, obviously. It's Apple. What about the negatives, Joanna?
I mean, to me, the negatives are actually not so much in the technology here, but in the societal use of AirPods. I mean, the fact that we can now put these in our ears and you want to wear them for longer periods of time and you want to wear them in more places because it'll cancel out the noise and it's more comfortable to wear. You know, you got to ask ourselves, like, is this a great idea for society and mankind that we're constantly blocking out other people's noises and sounds? And the other thing is that these are just not great environmentally. I mean, they are small, but Apple has not made these repairable. So if something goes wrong with your AirPod, the battery dies, Apple actually swaps them for a brand new AirPod. They don't open it up and put in a new battery. And, you know, Apple says these are recyclable. They will take them as trade-in, but it's not a great thing for the world.
Joanna, what about the battery life in the AirPods Pro?
Sadly, not improved. You're going to get the same battery here as you're going to get on the lower-end model of the $159 one-size-fits-all AirPods.
The Wall Street Journal's Joanna Stern, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal.